Created in 2010, the program has leveraged more than $3.6 billion for thousands of projects in the Great Lakes region. Much of that has been spent on cleaning up polluted hotspots. Cherie Hagen is with the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources. She says funding has been critical for removing contaminated sediments in the St. Louis River that separates Duluth and Superior.
It's exciting that we're still here. It's bipartisan, you know, supported. It's like we're seeing ecosystem shifts in our career.
She and other partners would like the plan to outline what work in the river looks like once it's delisted as a polluted hotspot. Federal regulators are also seeking input on how they can incorporate environmental justice and the effects of climate change in work moving forward. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.